In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus just was telling us in the last part, I want you in perennial peace. What I want for you is perennial peace in you. That Jesus says, that I may carry out what I have planned for you. And he says to Louisa, I want to make each one of my children my divine masterpiece. So this is a divine masterpiece for God, for the happiness of God. People buy masterpieces and say, hey, isn't this beautiful in your house? But Jesus is saying what he wants in the New Jerusalem is us to be his divine masterpiece. So he says, if you're not peaceful, I can't be there. And if you're not at peace, he says, I feel molested in my work and with difficulty, not with ease. I go along carrying out my design. So what the Lord has planned for us, and he really wants us to begin to live this abundant life, is he's planned for us to let go of our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. He needs us to rest in him, be absorbed in him, be full of grace. That's what he's asking of us. Every time we make a good confession, we are full of grace. We are happy. And in a very short period of time, we're back in line going to confession. Why? Because we haven't mastered the truth of what Jesus has taught Louisa. We haven't become peaceful in all situations. So Jesus says in volume 29, 10, 26, 19, 31, or Louisa says, I am always in the arms of the divine will that forms its day of the light in my little soul. So this is what's so much fun with this book of heaven. Every time that you start reading, you're back in the arms of the divine will. And this new day of light, of love, of life is entering your soul. And even though she says there are some clouds that show up, okay, up in this day, the power of its light fixes on it, and the cloud, seeing itself fixed upon it, flees. The cloud dissolves. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity flee from you. And it seems to say, it shows that there is no place for me in this light, this day that the divine will forms in your soul. So the demons, again, you have to understand everything is, we're at a war. We're in a war, and it's between heaven and hell. It's between God and Lucifer. God wins. He's already won by dying on the cross, freeing us from him. And now what happens is God is asking us to enter into this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And so what the Lord does is he allows us to experience this light of the divine will, so that when we're faced with a situation and he has to test us, he has to ask us, are you ready to go through this? And if we say yes, he goes, okay, prove to me that you're not going to be worried. Prove to me that you're not going to be fearful or anxious or complaining or negative. Prove to me this. And so what this battle that's going on is continuous. Okay. Now, if you know anything about the Revolutionary War, most of the battles were lost by George Washington. It was the final battles that he won. And it's the same with us. Most of the time we lose, we have to go back to confession because of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And we say, I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. And that's the war we're in. God is going to win. He has won. Now, when you think of what St. Thomas Aquinas said, he said very, very clearly, if the veil was lifted right now, we would see that we are in the glorified state around the throne of God, worshiping God eternally. if the veil was lifted. We're trapped in time right now in space. But if we are really striving for God, we have to begin to live heaven on earth. No more of negativity, no more of worry. So there's no place for me. This is what the evil one says. So if you worry, you're feeding the demon of worry, fear. Worry. You're giving it. You're keeping him alive. He has to be starved out. And when you're fearful, you're keeping the demon of fear alive in you by being afraid. Oh, I'm afraid. No. I trust in God. I believe in God. I hope in God. I have confidence in God. See, all that Jesus is asking is, are you willing to let go of the misery of the human will to begin to embrace living in the divine will? So he says, and the divine will seems to answer to it, wherever I am. This is speaking to, this is the war we're in. I am present. There is no place for anyone because the creature wants to make a single act of my divine will. I am there. So this is why it's so important that we learn how to live this life through the echo of Louisa, who echoes Jesus, who echoes Mary. We're not going to Louisa for Louisa. We're going to Louisa because she repeats continuously this life of Jesus, this life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So that's what's happening. Where I am present, there is no place for anyone because of the creature I want to make a single act of my divine will that does not admit anything at all that does not belong to God, to belong to me, Jesus says. So he's looking at us and he's saying, do you understand what I have planned for you? It's heaven. Begin to live heaven now. Oh, divine will, how admirable, how powerful, how lovable you are. Learn to pray that. Echo Louisa. Oh, divine will, how admirable, how powerful, how lovable you are. Begin to fall in love with this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. I'm highly jealous. Listen, this is great. Wherever you reign. Okay, so Jesus does not want to lose this light, this love, this life that he has breathed into the souls who are beginning to live this life. Oh, please, listen to Jesus says, always put to flight for me my miseries. This is Louisa. Please, Jesus, always put to flight for me my miseries, my weaknesses, the clouds of my human will, so that my day may always be perennial. And the heaven of my little soul may be always serene. So this little prayer of Louisa becomes ours. I love you, divine will. I want my human will to be gone so that I'm always in the day of and the light, the love of God. So she says, but while I was thinking of this, she says, my lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, good is light. And if this good is done in my divine will, so many, these divine rays of this light are formed for as many good acts as are done. So every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every step, every glance, everything that you think, say, and do, he says, are formed as many good acts that are done. And he says, and my fiat, Jesus says, fixes these rays of light in the circumference of the eternal light. So our Lord is asking us to enter into this abundant life. Remember, he wants us, his children, to possess his life, his light, Our Lady's life, her light, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what they gave to Louisa, to not only do the will of God of the saints, but to live in the will of God as God gave to Louisa. So we've got this book of heaven that is teaching us day by day how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Day by day, as Jesus says, that you are always serene. The day of the divine will is you're participating in this perennial day, this eternal day, this perennial communion with God. Volume 30, 12, 14, 1931. We want nothing but our divine will to be done. This is Jesus saying about the triune God. We, triune God, want nothing but our most holy divine will to be done, so as to find in the depth of the soul our divine sequarium, in the hearth that always burns, this burning love of God that is never extinguished, this divine light that forms the divine and perennial day. You could write this out differently. You could say, God wants the divine will to be done. Define the depths in my soul, God's divine sequarium, the hearth that is always burning divine love that is never extinguished. This divine light, God wants this for me, that forms the divine and perennial day of God in the soul. You have to understand, Jesus says, I can give you no more than this. As a God, I can't give any more. It's sharing in the divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. This abundant life is what God has given to us when he gave us the book of heaven. He says, now I want you to learn this. I want you to study this. I want you to put this into practice as Louisa did, so I can give you everything I gave to Louisa. If you wish, if you want, if you only want 30%, I'll give you only 30%. God's not going to force us, but he says, oh, how I wish everyone could possess this gift, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa, the newborn. So we have to learn how to become newborns in God's holy divine will. Volume 30, 522, 1932. Wherever the divine will reigns, my divine will does not go empty-handed, but brings all the goods that it possesses. And if ungrateful, they are forced, they force the divine will to withdraw. If humans are ungrateful to this gift, he says, I have to leave. And it takes everything with itself because it is inseparable from all its goods. It acts like the sun. As it rises in the morning, it gives the gift of light and it's all its beneficial effects to the earth. And if it withdraws in the evening, it takes all the light within itself. Nothing is left, not even a single drop of light for the night. And why? Because it cannot, nor is it given to it, to detach a single particle of light because it is inseparable from its light. So wherever the sun goes with its fullness of light that it possesses, it forms its full daylight. Therefore, this is what Jesus says to us, be attentive. Again, that's to me, read, study, put this into practice, learn from Jesus what he taught Louisa. He says, be attentive because there where my divine will reigns, it wants to do great things, things never before seen before. It wants to give everything, nor does it adapt to doing small things. Because if it wants to form a full daylight, it makes display of its gifts. It will do this with magnificence. My soul magnifies the Lord. Listen to what Our Lady is saying. Why? Because of the divine will. Jesus wants us to live this life that he has given to us through the writings of Louisa. He wants us to live this life that he gave to his mother. Mary wants us to possess the life that she possesses. She wants us happy as she is happy. That's what she keeps on saying to Louisa. How much I desire this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, be given to my children. God has got great plans. And he's doing this. And always, all that Jesus is saying, be attentive. Watch what's happening. Learn what I'm teaching you, Jesus says. Jesus is doing this. He says, learn what my mother is teaching you. Learn what I've taught Louisa. Begin to live this abundant life. That's what God is waiting for. So it follows and it becomes, sorry. Volume 32, 4, 23, 33. You must know. So this is the book of heaven. You must know this. My divine will winds the soul up like a clock. Winds the soul up. If the soul offers herself to receive it, Lord, wind me up. Use me as you want. Transform me, transfix me. You do what you need to do with me. Make me your divine masterpiece. So you have to know this. My divine will winds up the soul as she offers herself to receive it. And our works are caught up in this winding. And the soul, following the winding, follows and becomes aware of all of God's works. So he says, it happens to a clock. If the clock is winded, it moves its little wheels, its marks, the minutes, the hours, and one who possesses the clock has the good of knowing all the hours of the day. But if it is not winded, the clock does not mark anything. It is as if it has no life. It's not ticking. It's not wound up. And one who possesses it does not have the good of knowing the distinct hours of the day. So it's a very natural thing. It's a very simple thing that Jesus is saying. He says, now we, triune God, can call a soul who lets our divine will reign our clock. God winds us, he says, and being wound marks the minutes, the hours of our divine works, and has the good of remaining aware of the hours of the day of our most holy divine will. So what's happening is when you start in the morning with your prevening act and then your actual acts, God is going to take care of it. You become our watch. God looks and he goes, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And he tells this to us. I'm going to do the dishes now. Let's do it in the divine will. I'm going to sweep the carpet now. Let's do it in the divine will. Everything is happening because God has the good of being aware of the hours of the day of his most holy divine will. Now, if one winds the clock and it moves until the winding is exhausted, nor does it interpret its journey. In the same way, the soul, if she receives the winding of my divine will, must do her journey. That's why when I pray Mass every day, I get to the point where I pray, may the divine will be given to all the souls who must live in the divine will. That's us, hopefully, because we can refuse. Jesus says, this is what he says, if God winds the clock, it must do her journey. The soul must do what God has prepared for her. God is going to do it. And if she wanted to stop, she cannot, because the winding moves the little wheels of her soul, making her go forward in the great day of the hours of our works. See, God is going to do this. There's nothing to be afraid of. How do I do this? Fiat. It's the Lord loves us. A lot of people have learned how to do the will of God. So they say, okay, what do I got to do now? It's all fiat. What does that mean? Peace, joy, and happiness. It's to wake up in the morning. Lord, it's your day. Let's do this in the divine will. Every thought, every word, every deed, in the name of everyone and everything past, for the future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. God goes, good, prove it. And you prove it by being peaceful, joyful, and happy. You're driving on the road. There's a traffic jam and you have to be somewhere. Fiat. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity. It's fiat. Okay, Lord, you're in charge. You know what I have to do, but you have plans. What do you want me to do? Okay. You got plans. You're going to go somewhere. You're going to do something. The phone rings. Somebody's calling and they want to talk about something. And then you can help them by echoing the divine will to them. Well, Jesus says to Louisa, I don't care what, I can't give any advice, but I can say, this is what Jesus told Louisa. I want to follow it. Do you want to follow it? Well, Father, you don't understand. What don't I not understand? That you're not peaceful? That you're not joyful, that you're not happy. I understand that very clearly. How can you become peaceful and joyful and happy? Listen to what Jesus said to Louisa. Pick up the book of heaven. Start reading it. See, it's not to be part of misery, but to be, as Jesus says, I want you filled with joy, filled with peace. No more worries. No more fears, no more anxieties. Yes, it's going to get tough and it's going to be we're going to be looking at some situations and go, you're God, I trust in you. And it's going to be tough. I mean, it's not going to be easy because we're in a war. There are going to be casualties. Hopefully we're not a casualty. Hopefully we'll be able to say fiat in all situations and pass the test, win the war with Jesus. Therefore, be attentive, Jesus says. Receive the good of this divine winding. He's doing it. Jesus is in charge. If you want to know the hours of the day of the supreme fiat. So your question should be, what do I do? How do I live this? And Jesus says, be peaceful. I'll take care of everything. You just learn how to live in the Garden of Eden. Amid all the turmoil of this earth, begin to live a life of heaven. Live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. And Jesus is going to test you. You want this gift? Have you passed the test today? Have you passed the test yesterday? He says, are you going to pass the test tomorrow? Are you going to come to me? Are you going to learn the way I taught Louisa? How do we learn the way Jesus taught Louisa? By reading the volumes. Nobody can teach you the divine will. It's Jesus who's doing it. What does he say? Therefore, be attentive. Receive this great good of this divine winding that I, God, want to give to you so that you can know the hours of the day of the supreme fiat. You begin to live this life of heaven on earth. Jesus is going to teach us. And again, he does this with the souls who are attentive. That's what he keeps on saying to Louisa. Volume 32, 1933. Louisa, you must know, for the soul who lives in my divine will, there is no time to be wasted, nor can one pay attention to certain trifles. You can't pay attention to fears, to oppressions, to agitations, to doubts. Like I've said, don't test God. I doubt this, Lord. God goes, fine. You can't have it. See, all the miracles happen because Jesus would say to those people, it's because of your faith that you're healed. What's the faith? It's trust in Jesus. Belief in him as our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. You must know, for the soul lives in my divine will, there is no time to be wasted. You can't pay attention to fears, trifles, oppressions, agitations, or doubts. That they've got to be gone from you. It's Jesus, I trust in you. So the soul who must do what is greater has to set aside the lesser. Okay, so Jesus keeps on telling us the greatest thing that I can give to the soul is the divine will. That's the greatest thing that I can give to the soul. So what is Jesus saying? Those who must do what is greater has to set aside the lesser. Okay, what is the lesser? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's not part of our life. And that's what you have to discipline yourself to do. And it's a struggle. And you call upon the holy angels. You call upon the Blessed Mother. You pray. You fast. You do penance. But then you begin to read the book of heaven. And Jesus says every day, be peaceful. I'll take care of it. Be joyful. I'll take care of it. So the one who must do the greater has to set aside the least. What's the least? The human will. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin has to be gone from us. We have to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. As Jesus said to Louisa, those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell because they're living it. Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. Why? Because you're living it. Well, Father, you don't understand. You don't understand. I don't understand. Jesus is saying, get out of your misery. Get out of the worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Get out of it. He says, I will take care of it. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. This to me is the book of heaven. You're happy when you read. He says, for one who must take the sun and enjoy it. It is necessary not to bother with little lights. And one who possesses the day, this new day, must not pay heed to the night, to the human will. In fact, the sun is greater than all the little lights, and the day has more value than the night. And if one wants to pay attention to both, he runs the risk of not being able to enjoy all the fullness of the divine light, of the sun of the divine will, or do anything and everything that the day can do. It can happen that in order to pay attention to the lesser, the human will, you will lose the greater. You will lose the divine will. Jesus doesn't want you to lose this gift. It's eternal. It's heaven on earth. So he's saying to us, you can lose this. And I've seen people lose the divine will by them stop reading. I've read the book. I've read all 36 volumes. I've read it. I don't need it. And they die. They die losing the sun of the divine will. They die not enjoying the peace, the joy, the happiness. They've chosen the lesser, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin, instead of the greater. Choose the greater, Jesus always says. Scripture tells us this. Choose the greater. Jesus says the greater is the divine will. 534-31-1936. Louisa says, I am under the press of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Now, all of us have this privation of Jesus. It is the press. It is the wine press. And if you've ever made wine, you squeeze everything. You turn that handle around, squeezing everything out. You wait a couple seconds and you squeeze more. You wait a couple seconds and you squeeze more. It's to get everything out. This is what Jesus is doing with our lives. He's trying to say, I got better things for you than what you think. You want to be a raisin? I'll let you be a raisin. But I want to make you into my fine wine. I want you to become grappa. I remember being in Italy with Father Jacques Daly, and he was really fluent in Italian, and he was always bubbly, you know. And I remember we're sitting at a restaurant, and he's got everybody in the place, you know, moving, singing, you know, and. Finally, you know, he says, grappa. And they go, grappa. They brought this big bottle and set it on the table. And they said, it's for you. I mean, that's the divine will to me. Divine will is everybody's happy. Everybody's singing. The grappa is brought out. You know, it was so hilarious. I mean, it was so hilarious. It was a day you can't forget. But this is what's coming. We are under the press because Jesus has got plans. He doesn't want us to be a raisin. He wants to make us what he is. It's the best grappa in the world. She says, I feel squeezed. I feel undone. I feel as my life wanted to end. But the divine will, this is what it is, triumphant over my little being, rises within my soul and calls me to live my day in its divine will. Happiness, joy. It seemed to me that while I feel myself dying without dying, the divine will forms the victory, and this is its triumph. And with its life rising again over my dying human will, more beautiful, all full of majesty, a being of doubled love. Oh, divine will, how much you love me. This is, again, repeat the prayers of Louisa. Oh, divine will, how much you love me. You are going to make me feel death in this life so as to centralize more of your divine life in me. Good. Good. So you see what Jesus is doing. He wants us to become alive. He wants us to be filled with this peace, this joy, this happiness. He wants us to have heaven on earth. So what has to die? our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. It has to die. It can't have life anymore. So Jesus is showing us the way and the how this can happen with the book of heaven, as long as you're reading. If you're reading, if you're studying, he's filling you. He's squeezing you. He's getting you ready for a new and abundant life that he has planned for you from the beginning of time. So she says, so I continued my day within the divine acts. And as I arrived at the incarnation of the word, such divine love could be felt so as to feel oneself burning, being consumed in the divine flames of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The divine flames of Jesus and Mary, this fire that's going to come down from heaven, the third purification. You have the purification of the flood, the purification of the blood of Jesus, washing the world clean. And now the third purification, this fire that's going to consume the world in love, is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We can begin to participate in that consuming fire now. With such love, you could feel oneself burning, being consumed in the divine flames of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is a glorious time to be alive. 535, 926, 1937. The soul who lives in our divine will is the full day of our continuous work and of our divine life that palpitates and repeats our acts and are always an act without ever ceasing. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Therefore, the soul is our triumph. The soul is our winner. And this is our delirium of love. We want to be conquered by souls. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What's the triumph? We become like her son. We become like her. Listen to what Jesus is saying. Our divine life palpitates in the soul. Our divine life repeats our acts in the soul without ever ending. She, the soul, becomes our triumph. The triumph for the Immaculate Heart of Mary has begun. And it's continuing with us if we wish. The soul wins. Our love is unleashed to all the world. You have to understand, because of Luisa, we've entered a new era. What Jesus and Mary have given to Luisa, our love is unleashed. Our yearnings, our delirium finds life in Luisa and us, the rest. You see why this is why when you read the book of heaven, you're always filled with joy. You're always filled with joy. Jesus is saying everything's coming to completion. Everything is being made ready. And we are the ones that have been predestined to live at this time to receive the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. The gift of gifts is Luisa Picaretta and the divine will. That's what Jesus says. He says, I want to give the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies to the world, you, Luisa, and everything else that goes with you. Do you see, this is a spectacular time to be alive. 535, 11, 7, 1937. My daughter, I too feel the need of love to let you hear the order that these truths shall have and the good that these truths shall produce for all of humanity. These truths are on my divine will. These sayings, these manifestations, these promises, every page shall form the new day of my fiat in the midst of creatures. It's happening right now. Insofar as the souls come to know these truths. If you're not reading, you're not going to know anything. You get hints of it. And God will give you the hints. He wants us to enter into the kingdom. He says to Louisa, you must be the key that the Holy Father uses to open the door of the kingdom. You must be the key, he says to Louisa. She says, therefore, as the souls begin to know the first truths that I, Jesus, have manifested to you, Louisa, provided that they have the goodwill and the disposition to make of them their own life. Okay, so he says, I'm going to give it to you, but you got to have the goodwill, peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's that peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's peace on earth to men of goodwill and the disposition to make these truths our life. He said, a most splendid dawn shall arise. That's why Archbishop Piccieri put the title, The Dawn of a Mystery, on the DVD. The Dawn of a Mystery. This mysterious event is coming. He says, but these truths shall also have the virtue of disposing humanity and of giving light to many blind who do not know my divine will, who do not love my divine will yet. It's the people of goodwill. There are many, many people of goodwill who haven't even heard of the divine will yet. It's our job to live it. As we live this, they begin to live it. God is doing this. He says, these truths shall have the virtue of disposing humanity. As we read them, humanity is becoming aware. The awakening has happened. And of giving the light to many who are blind, many who don't know the divine will, many who don't even love the divine will yet. All of humanity is going to possess this who survive, Jesus says. Because the kingdom is coming. She says, once the dawn is risen, they shall feel invested by a celestial peace, strengthened, more in good, and they themselves will yearn to learn more about these truths. That's what we're doing now. Every day we learn more and more as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. And they shall form the beginning of the new day of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. This, he Jesus says, right now is the beginning of the day that shall increase the light and the divine love, and all things shall turn into good for humanity. Passions shall lose their power to make them fall into sin. No more sin. You have to understand, the kingdom is coming. If the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven, who has been banished from heaven? He will be banished from earth. You have to understand, what's coming is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is the beginning of the new day that shall increase the light and love, and all things shall turn back into good. Remember, God looked at the earth and said, it is good. Passions will lose their power to make humanity fall into sin. It can be said that this first order of the divine good that they shall feel is being freed from sin. This order shall facilitate their actions for them. They shall feel a divine strength which they can do anything, because the primary virtue that my divine will casts into the soul is precisely this: to transmute the soul's nature into good, the way Adam had before the fall. Therefore, feeling the great good of the beginning of this new day of my divine will, they shall long for the day to advance. It's coming. It's coming. And they shall want to know more truths that shall form for them the full daylight. Heaven. In this full daylight, they shall feel vividly the life of my divine will within themselves. They will find the divine joy, the divine happiness. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy so that your joy may be complete. It's operative. It's creative virtue within them. Like I said, you have to find Jesus within you. They shall feel the possession of my very life, for I am, he uses God's name, I am the bearer of my divine will. The full daylight shall kindle in my children so much yearning to know more truths that once known, they shall form the full midday, bright sun forever. This is great. This is glorious. In it, the creature shall no longer feel alone. And so many people I know are all alone. Jesus is within if you're baptized. Jesus wants, the kingdom of God is within you. He says he wants to manifest this to us. The creature shall no longer feel alone because the soul and my divine will shall, there shall be no more separation between God and man. The mystical marriage that he talks about for the saints is now the wedding feast of heaven. Whatever my divine will does, the soul shall want to do as well, operating together with God. Everything shall be hers. By right, heaven and earth and God himself shall be for the soul. See then how noble, how divine, and how precious shall be the scope of these truths that I, Jesus, have made you, Louisa, write, and we read on my divine will in order to form this new day. And for some, they have formed the dawn. For some, only the beginning of the day. For some others, the full daylight. And lastly, the full midday. These truths, according to one's knowledge of them, this is very important. The more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, shall form the different categories of the souls who shall live in my divine will. One more knowledge, one more page that you read, more or less, shall make them ascend or remain in the different categories. Jesus says, this knowledge that I'm giving to you, Louisa, these truths, these manifestations that I'm giving to you, Louisa, shall be the hand to make them go up to superior categories, and it shall be the very life of the fullness of my divine will in them. The very life of the fullness of the divine will in souls. Therefore, Jesus says, I can say as God that with these truths that I have formed the new day for whoever wants to live in my divine will, a day of heaven greater than creation itself, not made of sun or stars, because each truth has the virtue of creating our own divine life in the soul. And oh, how this surpasses the whole of creation. See, we haven't seen anything yet. Creation is not yet complete. Therefore, our love has surpassed everything in manifesting so many truths on my divine will. Our glory on the part of creatures shall be full. Full, because they shall have our life in their power. Why? To glorify triune God, to love the triune God. God breathes this rule of God, this breath into Adam, so Adam can breathe this breath back to God. This is what God wants. Are you breathing in the divine will? Are you breathing this, I love you, this divine I love you back to God? Jesus and you doing this. Are you far from the new Adam and the new Eve? Or are you one with the new Adam and the new Eve? If you are, then you know that you're breathing every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word is a divine I love you back to God. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.